There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to get an update on the contracting industry now, which has always been a pretty accurate barometer of the health or otherwise of the regional economy. And you were talking to an interesting guy yesterday, Mark, weren't you?
Karim Halal from ProTenders. And you can sort of think that a tender website, a tendering platform, would be a good barometer for what's going on in the wider industry. And I spoke to Karim yesterday to ask exactly that. First of all, I wanted to know exactly what a tendering platform is.
So ProTender is a solution for the developers, contractors, consultants to streamline the whole bidding process. So when architects develop a building and design it, then they have to go and get prices for it. And the way they do that is through a tendering process, which is typically very paper intensive, very long to do and very hard to get right, which is why you have a lot of projects that typically end up being over budget or over delay. So our solution basically streamlines the whole process where everything is centralized into an online platform. Document management, invitation management, online bidding, reporting, all gets done in a very simple and efficient platform.
It's like an aggregator, really. So you've got, effectively, people who want a service and people who provide a service, and you just put the two together, do you?
Exactly. We're a platform, so we're the same as you'd have a LinkedIn or you'd have a different solution to do everything else. ProTenders is the main platform on which people collaborate to tender out.
Do you moderate the buyers and the sellers?
No, we don't.
Or do you put the two together, just simply introduction?
No, we don't. I mean, the platform is there to really give the tools to the developers and the people, the issuers, to do their work. And we just basically make sure they have all the tools and data they need to do their work properly.
I can see that a tendering platform would be an early indicator of the state of business in a particular country. Say the UAE, what are you seeing in the way of future tenders?
Well, in the UAE itself, it's actually going pretty stable. It's going a bit down. We're seeing a lot more activity going on.
So it's reducing. By how much?
We can't disclose specific numbers for our customers, but it is reducing quite a bit.
Tell me what it's doing to staffing levels here in the UAE, because, you know, construction, we know, is a little bit challenged as well. Are you seeing the numbers of people in the industry dropping?
We're seeing the number of companies getting out of business. We're seeing a number of companies that are struggling to cover their costs because of cash flow issues, because of lack of projects. So again, there is definitely some problems with the industry here.
But Damac, one of the big builders here, is using your service exclusively to look for the people that do business with it.
They are. So everything that Damac has built in the last couple of years has gone through our platform. We're their main tendering platform for Damac.
Talk about Saudi Arabia, which is, of course, the big market in the region there. How do you see that going?
So Saudi is interesting because Saudi is a massively booming market. However, it's still in the early days. So there's a lot of projects coming up in the pipeline, cultural, hospitality projects, residential projects. They're still in the early phases, though, and that's because they have such a massive amount of projects they have to build that they're trying first to optimize processes, make sure they have the right procedures in place, make sure they have the right controls in place before they really open up the valves. And so right now, most of the projects are in design phase or in pre-construction phase, and they'll start building up more and more next year and the year after.
What percentage of those projects are in oil and gas as opposed to, say, some of the big touristic projects on the West Coast or NEOM City?
So the total oil and gas project number is about 18% of the projects. And they're typically more projects that have already been designed for a while. So they're the old projects that are going from before.
Have you got any dollar figures you can put on those percentages?
Sure. So there's about $221 billion of projects that are oil and gas, compared to half a billion for infrastructure and about $416 billion for urban projects, cultural, hotels, residential, commercial.
Presumably that includes NEOM or NEOM in the northwest corner.
Of course it does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what stage is it at the moment?
NEOM is still being designed. So it's a massive project, as you know, so it's still being designed. And they're going to start construction of it or laying the first bricks in the next few months.
Tell me about the other Gulf countries. We've talked about the UAE. We've talked about Saudi Arabia. What about Kuwait, for instance?
So we just came back from Kuwait. We're expanding across the region, having offices in different countries. So Kuwait is an interesting one because Kuwait is restarting development of a lot of projects. The ruler of the country has taken back control of some of the development to reemphasize the country. And they've built, for example, a massive opera a few years ago. They're building again big malls. So they're again trying to do more movement to push the country into being one of the key players in the region.
Kuwait has had a parliament which is sometimes open, sometimes closed, and as you said, the ruling family taking back some power there. And it's a country that's often promised a lot, but in some ways it's lagged a little bit at the UAE and possibly even Saudi Arabia now. Do you feel there's a sea change happening in Kuwait, that they will, if you like, join the lower Gulf and some of the developments that we've got down here?
Well, from discussion we had with different people, the different governments and different companies, it's something that differently they seem to be pushing for, yes.
We talk about the Gulf, and it's often oil and gas. It is construction projects relating to hotels, to development. But we don't often talk about the arts. That's changed a little bit with the building of various opera houses. And Saudi Arabia is also joining the game.
Exactly. So Saudi Arabia is coming up with a concept called Riyadh Art, which is a $3.5 billion project. And the idea is for it to really be the main hub for all the artists in the region to come and basically expose their work and be as the cultural hub for the whole region.
Kareem, being honest, I mean, how do you rate the stuff on your site at the moment in terms of volumes compared to, say, 2 or 3 years ago, up or down?
So the way our site grew basically is that we had the first tendering engine. And then the question we were getting from our customers, well, can you help us find the right people to invite to different projects? And so typically that's done through a very old school paper format. Our site changed that by being able to build by building a LinkedIn for construction. So companies come in, they say what they're working on, they say who they work with, it all gets verified. We have our own set of data, there are a set of people that augment information and verify it, of course. So our data site has grown a lot in the last 2 years, from zero projects to about 60,000 projects that we track on an ongoing basis today.
Well, Kareem, we really appreciate your time. Kareem Hilal, the co-founder and CEO of ProTenders. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.